Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another fellowship. And we're just having such great time and getting closer to the heart of God through the word that we're learning and through what God's enlightened our eyes with, especially with this faith and confession. We're just very, very blessed. God is the one that tenderizes our heart when we allow him to go to work in us, when we put self-effort out of the way and we allow him to reveal himself by the Spirit and through his word. And tonight, my teaching is called The Life of the Law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. So I'd like you to take your Bibles, and I'd like you to go to Romans chapter 8. To really comprehend this faith and confession, we have to realize that we got new life in us. When we're walking in the old man, then we're not really activating all those promises of God in Christ Jesus, which are yes and amen. But when we understand and begin to understand through what Christ has accomplished for us and who we are now in Christ, and we begin to speak God's way, God's language, then we start to activate all those promises which are in Christ, which are yes and amen to us. They can become manifested. They can go to work in our life. And in Romans chapter 8, the first one, it says, there is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. That last part of the first, those words are not in any original Greek text or manuals or anything. It's been added by the translators, probably to give more fuller meaning to go into the rest of the sentence. But the truth of it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Full stop. There's no condemnation to you. We are not under the sentence of death, or sickness, or defeat, or poverty, or lack. That's the condemnation that we were under before we got born again. But now that we're in Christ, if you've got the Spirit of God in you, you are in Christ, and there is therefore now no condemnation to you. And it goes on to say in verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we have to recognize there's two laws here. There's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. These two laws are actual forces, or living forces, and they operate in a person. Okay, the one that is not born again operates in the law of sin and death. This law is ruling them, okay, and at one time it ruled us. And to those that are born again of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, this is the law that should be ruling the believer, and actually is activating the believer's life. And when we begin to understand this and start to act as who we truly are and start to say who we truly are, then the manifestations of this reality starts to live in our life, starts to live in our hearts and manifest into our life. So here we see those two laws, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. So the law of life is the nature of God in a person's heart that brings life of God, God's goodness, God's abundance in every area of our lives. Okay, so that's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of sin and death is the nature of Satan in a person's heart that brings a life of defeat, lack, sickness, disease, and bondage and fear. But we've been set free from that. Before we were born again, we were subject to everything that operates through the law of sin and death, including sickness and disease and poverty and lack. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world. So by Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Right? So because of Adam, he fell, and sin was passed upon all men. So through Adam, the law of sin and death was released, and Satan became the god of this world. When we start to recognize that it was through Adam that the law of sin and death came, so that means everyone that was born into this world came under that the law of sin and death. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in verse 3 it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. What is the gospel? It's the good news concerning Jesus Christ and what's been made available. And that we are not under the law of sin and death anymore as believers. But now there's a new force operating in our life, which is the life of the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, it says in verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world life in wickedness. The whole world is under that law and sin and death. but through being born again, the power of the law of sin and death lost its power to rule us. Right? We do not have to be ruled over by the results of the law of sin and death no more. Because when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord, when we believe God raised him from the dead, we receive the Spirit of God, which released us from the law of sin and death. So we have life in us now. This life is the life that God wants us to lead, is a life free from sickness, disease, poverty, fear, lack, doubt. When we operate in the new man, we're walking by the Spirit, when we understand in what has been accomplished for us and through the accomplished works of Jesus Christ, that we're justified, that we are sanctified, that we are redeemed, and we start to act and speak in line with the Word of God, then the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus goes into operation. So we are no longer condemned to live a life of poverty. A believer is not condemned to live a life of poverty, sickness, defeat, and hopelessness, because we've been given new life, where there's a new man nature in us, which is the Spirit of God, which is God in Christ in you. And it reminds me in Galatians 2:20, when Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, we don't live by the law of sin and death, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that is the new life that is living in a believer, that when Christ is living his life through us, because we recognize what's been done for us, then we can truly live above anything that comes against us in the sense realm. Sin, sickness, defeat, poverty doesn't have no right or place in our life. And if we don't understand that, then we're allowed those things in our life. Sickness has no right to condemn you to death. Lack has no right to condemn you to a life of poverty, because we've been set free from those things, see, through what Jesus Christ done. So there's a new life in us now, and we need to live in that new life. We need to recognize that there's no condemnation to anyone that has the Spirit of God in them. They've been free from condemnation, which under the law, okay, of sin and death, is a life of sickness, a life of lack, a life of separation from God. Jesus Christ broke down those middle walls of partition, the things that were separating us from God. He's broke down everything that the adversary had built up and put a separation there. God has joined it back through the life of Jesus Christ. So a believer can operate and live a life which is more in abundance. That's why Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more in abundantly. John 3:18. Go to John 3:18. We'll read this because I want you to see that there is no condemnation to us. Now that we're in Christ, there's no condemnation. You're not condemned to live a life of lack or separation from God. You're not condemned to live a life of poverty, a life of no good relationships, a life of an unhealthy life. God doesn't want you to live that way, and you're not condemned that way. The devil will tell you this is just how things are, but it's not. And when we start to grab hold of the realities of what's been made available to us, then we can start to say what God says. We can start to come into agreement. We can demand those things. We cast Satan out of the way, because he has no right in our life. He has no foothold. He has no right to have a foothold in your life. The only right that he's got is the ones that you allow him to have. Like Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So God wants us to know this stuff. John 3:18 says, he that believeth on him, Jesus, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And then in Romans 5:18, it says, therefore, as by the offence of one, Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all man unto justification of life. So we have this justification of life. There's no sentence of death upon you, because we are justified before God through the accomplished works of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, you see. In Romans 5:19 it says, for as by one man, Adam, disobedience, through his disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, which is Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. So you are the righteousness of God. In other words, you have right standing with God, not through your own efforts, but for what Jesus Christ accomplished. God sees you clean, he sees you justified, okay, he sees you righteous, and we have to see ourselves in the light of who God says we are. And when we start to see ourselves that way, then we can start to act that way, and we can start to call those promises of God. It's your right. God has given you that right. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we, the born-again believer, might be made the righteousness of God in him," in Christ. So I want you to go back to Romans 8:3-4. So I'm just going through these scriptures quickly here, and then we can build this picture up. But it's very important that we start to understand these things as believers if we don't already understand them. There's two laws at work. There's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is a force that goes to work. And then there's the law of sin and death. So every time we are talking the world's way, every time we say what we see, every time we agree with our circumstances, we're allowing that law to go to work. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus goes to work when we start to recognize who we are, and we start to say and speak and act in accordance to what God says we are and who we are and what we have and what's been made available. So, and it's operated by faith, right? It's operated by faith and by what we are saying. So Romans 8:3 says, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin," which means to lose its power in the flesh. Romans 8:4, "that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." When we're walking after the things of God, when our heart is set on things above, not on the things of this earth, okay, then our righteousness will shine forth like the light. So the sin nature in us could not be removed through the law of Moses. That is why God sent his Son, okay, so that it was through him we could be released from it. Satan has no grip. He has no power over you whatsoever. In Colossians 2:10 it says, "We are complete in him." It also says we've been delivered from the powers of darkness. And I looked up the Message Bible. In the Message Bible of Romans 3:4, and it says this, and it kind of opens it up a little bit for you, right? It says, "God went for the jugular when he sent his own Son. He didn't deal with the problem as something remote and unimportant. In his Son, Jesus, he personally took on the human condition, entered the disordered mess of the struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. The law code, weakened as it always was by fractured human nature, could never have done that. The law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin." Right, I love that. "Instead of a deep healing of it. And now, what the law code asked for, but we couldn't deliver, is accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us." So God, through Christ, dealt with our sin nature as well as our sin and its effects. God did not only go after the sin, but the fruit it bears. Can you see? It's fantastic, isn't it? Now we are born again, we have freely received this new life in Christ. Through this new life, we have been healed spiritually, and in this new life, we also heal physically, and we're provided all that we ever need in every category. Everything's been provided for us in this new life. We're not under the law of sin and death, which entered into the world through the fall of mankind, through the fall of Adam. Okay, Satan got his power through that. And that's where sickness entered in, disease entered in, lack entered in, poverty entered in, the wickedness of this, all the things that are against us entered in through that fall of Adam. But Jesus Christ reclaimed it all back. And when we're walking in that new man, this is who we truly are. See, we've been delivered from those powers that Satan has released in this world, that has been released in this world through Satan. We've been released from that. We've been totally set free, okay? And when we recognize that, Satan doesn't want you to recognize it. He wants you to, as a believer, to have sickness, have lack, have poverty. But when you start to realize what has been accomplished for us in Christ, and we start to understand that this word is a binding contract, right? It's not just that the word of God's a binding contract, but these are real laws. The law of sin and death is a real law. It's a force at work today still in the unbeliever. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is a law that's at work in the believer. And when we recognize it, then we can walk in it and release all the benefits and blessings that come through Christ. We can walk in complete health. We can walk in complete abundance. We can walk in great relationship with God and by the Spirit. We can be and walk like Christ walked in this earth, that we can be what God wants us to be. And it's just really, really, really powerful stuff. And there's a lot more to this. So in Romans chapter 5, so we've seen that through the fall of Adam, that sin entered into this world, and the law and sin of death also entered into this world, right? And then God gave a law, because if there wasn't a law given, then no one would have sinned, right? The law couldn't accomplish what Jesus Christ accomplished. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. So it's not through our own efforts we become so holy and so righteous, but it was what was done through Christ. And I just think it's really great. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man's sin, Adam's, entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Verse 13, "For unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed or counted when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitudes of Adam's transgression because of the fall, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of peace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many." Verse 16, "And not as if it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offence unto justification. For if by one's man offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is right standing with God, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men," so because of Adam, judgment came upon all men to what? Condemnation. "Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life." Verse 19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. But where sin aboundeth, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from this law and sin of death." That is where we are now as born-again believers. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, you're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And when we start to recognize that, we realize that sickness has no right in our life. Lack has no right in our life. Bad relationships, all these things have no right in our life. And when we start to stake our claim on what's already been given to us, and we come into alignment with what God says, and we start to say what God says, then we start to walk in great victory. The blessings of God start to manifest in our life, so we can live the blessed life. We've been called to live the blessed life, not the cursed life. And the way that we do that is also by what we confess. We don't confess that we got lack. We don't confess that we got sickness, because really that's a lie. Because God, by Christ Jesus, has provided everything for us. Everything's been done. We are completely, completely complete. And we just have to get our minds lined up with the truth and set our affections on things above and begin to practice and get this word in our heart. Really go through Romans chapter 8, go through Romans chapter 5 and 6 and 7, and let that become the living reality of your life. See what's been done for you legally. See, again, it's a spiritual law. Like, you've got the law of gravity, then you've got the law of faith and fear. They operate the same way, but they're on total different ends. Like, you've got north and south are on completely opposite to each other, but they're on the same lines. So the law of faith, when we operate in its principles, will produce those things. The law of fear, when we operate in those principles, it will produce the wrong results. I've wrote a list here, and I've divided it. I've got life, okay, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And then I got choice, and then on the right-hand side of that, I got death, okay? And I just want to just quickly look at these things, because they're just really fantastic. And I'm building up to this. I'm learning this stuff myself even more and going into it. On the life side of things, we've got faith that works by love. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Romans 8:1, we've got no condemnation. See, under the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus, there's faith that works by love, and there's no condemnation, like we've read in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, period. Full stop. Okay, 3 John 1:2 and 1 Peter 2:24, we have health and healing. We are prospering and being in health even as our soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. This is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. In the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we have confidence. 1 John, we go there actually and look at that. 1 John 5:14, chapter 5, verse 14, says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, in Christ, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. So the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we have great confidence. In fact, we have access and boldness to God. This is what's been made available to us. We have wealth. Psalms, go to Psalms. All the blessings of Abraham are ours. And in the book of Psalms, we'll go to 112. And we'll read from verses 6 through 1 through to 6. And it says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth forth favour and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved for ever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. See, God really wants us to be blessed, and he's provided everything for us so that we can be blessed and that we can be a blessing, that we can really help those that are in need, that we can bring the goodness of God to other people's lives. So in this, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, there is wealth, there is an abundance. Also, there's success. Like when you think Joshua 8:1, let's go there quickly. So I'm just looking at these records, I'm just going through them, and I really encourage you to really go through these things and build it up yourself and start to see about the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus versus the law of sin and death. It says, this book of the law, Joshua 1:8, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, we can be successful in our living as believers when we're operating in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because God wants all of us to be successful. He wants all of us to be those wonderful witnesses of his grace, of his love, of his mercy, of his compassion. Also, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we have deliverance. Let's go to Romans. Like I said, I'm just quickly going and touching on these, and I'm encouraging you guys who's listening on the blog to really go through and take your time with this. I mean, I could have made this a very long teaching, but I just really wanted to touch on the things just to, if you're not aware of these things and these spiritual laws, then you can start to get a comprehension of it, because God really wants us to know these things and he wants us to understand. So in Romans chapter 7, in verse 6 it says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held. See, when we were under the law of sin and death, we were held. We were held in bondage. We were held captive. There was no way out, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. See, it's by that Spirit of God that we live and move and have our being. It's through that Spirit of God, it's through the new man. The new man operates in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The old man operates in the law of sin and death. What man are you activating? Are you activating your old man because of lack of understanding of these things? Or because of your actions, because of your faith, because you're giving yourself condemnation when you're actually under no condemnation? Because we've been forgiven sin, the condemnation of sin, we've been forgiven that. Plus our own individual sin, we've been forgiven. See, because sin entered in the world through Adam. So there's the sin, the law of sin of death, and then there's also our own personal sin. We've been forgiven of both. So we stand completely righteous before God. We don't have to, we're not under condemnation of sickness or death, spiritual death, or even physical death. We're not under that condemnation. We don't have to accept it, but we take the promises of God, which are yes in Christ and amen in Christ, and we say them. We get it in our heart. We hide that word in our heart that we might not sin against, and we don't let that sin in. We don't start agreeing with the devil because we've been totally set free. We're a new man in Christ. This stuff is really powerful, and I'm still learning to get my head around some of these wonderful truths. It just blows my mind what has actually been done. And then when we really take our focus on it, then God can open it up to us. And it all started by this teaching on faith and confession, really understanding there's principles, there's laws there at work, there's laws of work, you know, as well. There's many different laws that are in force, that are in operation, but what ones are we putting into operation? Like if I jumped off the roof now, I'm putting in the law of gravity into operation. I'm going to go straight down. Colossians 1:13. It says, who have delivered us from the powers of darkness and have translated or transported us into the kingdom of his dear son. So we've been delivered from the power of darkness, which comes under the law of sin and death. We've been delivered from that. So we don't have to walk in that. We don't have to walk downtrodden. We are righteous before God. We are sons and daughters of God, filled with the Spirit of God. And in this, the law of the life of the Spirit in Christ Jesus, there's blessings. Galatians chapter 3. And in verse 9, it says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So the blessings of Abraham have come upon the what? Gentiles. So I love that. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. See, we are already blessed. So why would we start to say we're not blessed? Why would we start to agree with our circumstances? We have lack, we have sickness, we don't have the provisions, we're not favoured anywhere we go. That's just a complete lie for a believer. And even though those things might be happening in your life, we have to come to the Word of God, get those promises of God, which are yes in Christ and amen. And as we start to realise these are promised to me, and I'm going to activate them by the words of my mouth, by the confession of my mouth, and I'm going to start saying what God says, then we start to put into force, into work, that force of the law of faith for those things to come to us. So it's by our words, like God said, let there be light. And there was light. If we keep saying, oh, I haven't got enough, I'm lacking, everything works against me all the time, I'm always struggling, then we're coming into agreement with what the world says, where the law of sin and death operates. So we need to come into agreement with where we truly are, and that we're truly under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We say what God says. We call those things not as though they were. Okay, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We start to operate in God's way of doing things. So on the death side of things, I'm not going to go to all the scriptures. We have fear, okay, which is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We have condemnation, right? This is what's under the law of sin and death. Fear, condemnation. We'll read that, Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, and we'll read verses 16 to 20. It says, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offence unto justification. For if by one's man offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive an abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. By Christ Jesus we reign. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto the justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. We're righteous now. If you've got the Spirit of God, you're righteous. Moreover, the law entered in, that the offence might abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, so death reigns in the law of sin and death. Poverty is under the law of sin and death. Defeat is under the law of sin and death. Bondage is under the law of sin and death. Curses is under the law of sin and death. Okay, but we've been taken to a higher plane, a higher level at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We've been given these great and precious promises, and that's what we believe now. That's what we say about ourselves now, because we're not lying. If we're saying what God says about us, you are not lying, even if your circumstances are saying a different thing, because we need to call those things not as though they were. Right? We put that law into operation when we start saying what God says. So the confession and the words of our mouth are so very important. Again, I'm going to be teaching this actual teaching again at another time, but I'm working it, I'm learning it, and I know I'll be able to present this a lot more better than what I have done tonight. But there's lots in there. There's lots in this teaching. There's lots in these scriptures. There's lots in what God has done for us. There's lots to understand that we're not under condemnation. You've got the law of the spirit of life and the law and sin of death. The law of sin and death entered in through Adam, so it can't be the law of Moses, right? But then you've got the law of Moses as well, okay? So we've got to recognize the differences. And this is what I'm learning to do right now. So I'm not saying I'm a master on the subject yet, but I will become one, because I'm going to keep myself on this faith and confession topic. I'm going to start to look at what is really ours and how we should be speaking, how we should be operating, what's really been accomplished for us. And we need to understand and realize what's been done for us in Christ, that we are actually justified. We're under no condemnation. We're justified because of what Christ done. We are righteous. We're in right standing before God. We're set apart. We're sanctified. We're redeemed. We've been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We got the rights to operate in the ministry of reconciliation. We have the word of reconciliation. We can speak this life to other people, just like Jesus Christ did. And we start to recognize who we are before God, who we really are as his son and as his daughters, that this is what's been done for me, and this is my God-given right to claim these things for me and to walk in this newness of life in the new man, and not to allow the old man to raise its head, not to have the fruit of the old man, but to have the fruit of the new man. And that's why we can be fruitful. So there's really lots of powerful truths in this. And like I said, I'm working this, I'm building upon it. And I just really want to put this out there to get you guys thinking about the same thing. Some people have understanding of this. Others may not have so much understanding of this. But now you can really start to focus your attention on these things, because it's so important. There's two forces at work in the world, in the sense of the law of sin and death, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's in operation in the believer. The law of sin and death is in operation in the world, in the unbelieving world. We want to activate the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is in the new man of who we are in Christ. So that's what I wanted to share. So God bless your hearts. And again, like I said, we've been building upon this and looking at this. And I pray this has blessed you. So have a great week and weekend. And see you soon on Monday. God bless you.